We're good now. So, hello everyone. Welcome to the post-stream Q&A. As same thing of last time, if you have a question or comment, go ahead and request to talk, and we will throw you on. We will start with Alice.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hey.
Hey, Alice, what's up?
Not too much. I feel like I've been speaking for everyone when I ask, what's in the bush?
What's in the bush? Okay, so that was really funny to see. Unfortunately, it's not a new vehicle. It was just an M1 IP that drove off to the side. But I was very amused by the detailed analysis of why it was definitely a BMP-1. I'd say, those analytical skills are promising. Keep going.
Seriously?
Oh, great. Thank you.
Yep. If anyone's wondering what state the BMP-1 is in, it's driving in the dev branch, but it's not completed. And we're probably not going to try to rush it out because, like I said, we've got other things that we're working on. I think there was... No, never mind. Thing about this stream, it was lighter on teaser-type content than usual, but that's just how it's going to go sometimes. Because development isn't always super flashy. We have to do the hard work and the boring work sometimes too. Yeah.
Yep. I sit around, I whip you into shape, review that code, call that a for loop.
We've been doing a lot of coordinating with different contractors and other developers and solving a lot of difficult problems. Like, there was some side effects when we did the vegetation stuff. There's some AI improvements we're working on. It all has its own ups and downs and problems, and we sort those out the best we can. But it takes time, and there's only so many of us, so we don't always have time to do really killer, obvious visual content, like new vehicles. All right, KC... I have approved your requests. If you want to go ahead and join.
Do it, KC. Embrace your destiny.
Sorry, that's the first time I've ever done that. I had no idea what to do anyways. Hi, hello.
Hey.
Good job, hey.
I did it. So, if I recall correctly, you said you had something for us.
I believe I do. I have to be very careful, though, because... I don't want to show all of the juicy stuff really early and then have nothing left. Let's see if I can find something reasonable.
A moderate amount of juice.
Yeah.
A little bit of juice. Squeeze the lemon a bit. Or pick your particular fruit that you want juiced and squeeze that.
Going to be tricky to
should probably allow for the other members of the team to join in.
Okay, I need
you,
to edit.
You focus on juice, I'll get them.
No, I'm right here. Team might be able
Discord.
To join. Where's the permission for hosting? Why are you able to join in with me, Kavi?
That's a great question.
All right, well, whatever.
I'll fiddle with it.
I'll figure that out.
Go ahead.
We have got 079.
Howdy, how you going?
Good, how are you?
Just a question in regards to investment. Obviously, you're using Patreon, but have you guys got any further kind of outside investors or like larger companies thinking about coming in, or are you just going to stick mainly to Patreon for now?
We have talked to some other people from time to time. Haven't yet found something that we want to jump on at the moment. We're being very cautious about it because Patreon is kind of enough for now. And we don't want to take money recklessly and then get too much taken in return, if you get what I'm saying. Like everyone who funds a project wants something back for it. And if the ratio of what we get versus what we give is not favorable, then we won't do it.
Yeah.
So we're being very careful about it.
We have actually had a couple of items come our way where the terms didn't seem favorable enough, and not that we didn't want to work with these people, but we wanted to see how far we can grow this up to the point where we know how much more resources we need to actually make this a viable product. We wouldn't want to reach out for those things until we know absolutely that the extra capital is going to be worth the trade-off to what actions then.
Okay. No, that's fair enough. Thanks for answering.
Mm-hmm. No problem. All right. Jack in the Box.
I've never actually
eaten guys.
Jack in the Box.
Hey, what's up?
Thanks for coming on and dealing with all the disgusting weebs.
I mean, I'm here.
I just... Well, that's too bad. My question is, what's the most significant thing you guys have done this dev cycle, do you think?
Significant. That's hard
significant
to quantify.
Significant to you. What's the most satisfied you are with this dev cycle? What's the
I see.
For you?
I'm personally very satisfied by the reworked mission system. I know that's not something you can see at all. That's all code. But it allows us to do so many more things than before. We were kind of hamstrung by the way we set it up originally, like unintentionally. And now the flexibility of how we can set up missions and how we can develop it further is just ridiculous. It's hard to explain without getting into like a bunch of dev details, but just suffice to say that it opened up the horizons for us, and that's really cool to me as a developer.
I would go one bit further or past that, because on top of the work that Action did with that mission setup, because we had some time at the end of the dev cycle, Action was like, you know what, because I've just done all of this, now I want to try and do this randomization work. And the turnaround that he did for that was insanely quick, to get tools into our author's hand, Lancer, to try and, you know, work out some missions and see and play around with those. So like, just that, just being able to shift and pivot on the creation of that tool really quickly was pretty astounding to see, honestly, because that just goes forward to saying like, now we can pivot more on these things, these gameplay features, more quickly in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty jazzed cool. about that.
All right, awesome, very exciting. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right, RBDR in Cyrillic.
That's what that says?
Yeah.
That's not like...
That's what it's supposed to say.
Nope, that's RBDR. Hey, how's it going?
Yep. What's up, man? Quick question. Completely unrelated to GHBC, actually. Not a meme question, though. Don't worry.
Go for it.
How are you guys doing? You've been eating well? Taking care of yourselves?
Ish, yeah. You know, I keep weird hours. I'm a coder. Has like a life and stuff, so he does better at that, but you know,
yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, with the plan was to come over here early, I bring some food, we both eat lunch early, and then we're able to like get ready and set up for the stream. With the number of people, with the weird hours that most joints are keeping now, I went to a gas station and got a couple of Cokes and a bag of beef jerky. And he's like, this is the saddest thing I've ever seen. And I'm like, damn right. You're going to eat it too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to actually eating food after this.
I provided. But overall, yeah, we aside from Action's odd sleep schedule that I give him shit over, we're good. Doing well. No COVID. All that jazz.
Well, aside from the slight setback for me, last month or whatever.
Well, I mean,
I don't know how many people saw the addition in the game credits. My dad died in June, and that's been a little weird as far as my mental state, my energy level and stuff. But, we're moving right along, still developing, so, yeah.
Some eagle-eyed people after the last patch noted the in memoriam at the bottom of the credits and asked about that. And, we tried to give Action his space, and, if he wanted to talk about it, basically he can. But, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'll put it out there. That happened. It affected development for a few weeks. I was busy arranging family stuff and funeral and all that, but that should be about over now, and we're still on track. So, it's going as well as it could. Anyway, thanks for asking. We're doing good.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you for treating us like people.
Yeah, I just know that indie devs overwork themselves a lot, so I'm worried about you.
Oh, I'm one of the laziest to begin with. Don't you worry.
I alternate between overworking and underworking myself, so everything's going according to plan. Quantify, you are up next. How's it going?
Yep, hello, thank you. Good, thank you. I'm brand new here, so forgive my cluelessness, but has the main menu music been uploaded anywhere or released anywhere to listen to?
I don't think we've put it anywhere, actually. Maybe we could put it on the YouTube channel or something.
I would think so. Why not?
That might be nice, yeah.
That's a good idea. I will consider making a video of that later so that you guys can get a hold of it. And that music was made by Majoris, who goes by Sam on Discord and is actually in this stage right now. He did a very good job.
Sam, take a bow, like physically. No one can see it.
Yep. Get up from your chair right now and take a bow.
Yeah. But his music was great, and seeing Action and Sam do a back and forth, just getting the sounds just right, having them iterate on stuff was really cool to see. Because Action has a bit of a hobbyist kind of music background, would you say?
Yeah, a little bit. I made the I don't remember what it's called now. That one music that plays when you complete the Easter egg. I don't remember how many people have finished the Easter egg, but the theme that plays while the boss fight is happening and the one that you get during the credits, those are both mine. So I do a little bit of amateur stuff, but I'm not fantastic at it. There's an Easter egg, says Shark in voice chat. Yes. There is.
Yeah, Locks even posted it. Locks, come on. Spoilers, man.
Mm-hmm. You can't just show them the Easter egg.
Jeez. But yeah, we'll see about getting that posted up and probably drop a link to it in either announcements or in the Patreon patrons general or GHB.
Realistically, I'll forget as soon as I end this call that I promised to upload the music.
I have made a note.
You have made a note.
I am making a note.
You will make a note.
I'm about to make the note.
Okay. We're very organized.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. Activity Writer, also known as Discount Action Scripter. How's it going?
Good, good. So I wanted to ask about, human resources. So you said, Harry isn't working right now or something on the stream?
Did I say isn't working?
Well, he's on hiatus.
On hiatus.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like to call them human resources. I like to refer to them as bags of meat. So our bags of meat are taking a break at the moment. No, I'm kidding. Harry does work now. He has a full-time gig now with a game company. And with some non-compete items and legalities there. He has taken a hiatus from development. So we see him every so often. He just chills with us. He chats with us more often than not. But, he's not doing active work, which, honestly, kind of helps with our pivot to more gameplay features. Because Harry puts out phenomenal art, and we have a lot of art and models and items from him that we have not decided not to implement just yet as we focus on these gameplay items.
Yeah, we have a huge backlog of Harry models to put in, and it's really unfortunate because some of them are fantastic and exciting. Yeah, but
the stamina of Harry.
He realized that he was going to get a job, and he just cranked out a mountain of stuff for us, and I'm still sitting on most of it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
We'll get eventually when we can.
Also, do you have you said you were going to get like an effects guy
Yes, we're trying to line someone up for particle effects, and part of the budget is slated for it, but the person we're currently talking to has other stuff going on at the moment. We always have to work around schedules, right? Because people who have the actual skill level that we want, like true professionals, they always have work, and they can choose who to work with at any time, basically. So we have to wait often for their schedules to clear up, and that's what's going on right now with particle effects. Same thing for audio, although that's about to clear up again. I think our new audio guy should be starting soon, and we can get some better stuff going on for that.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
There's a lot of admin work in game dev. I didn't realize I would have to do such a project manager role when I started this thing. I just wanted to code some tanks, you know, but I've been growing into it over time. It's a lot, but we're doing it.
You're acceptable.
I'm okay. I'm getting better.
I wouldn't go that far. Be clear.
Thanks for your question. SCD, thanks. You are on.
Okay, so have you guys ever thought about adding a custom mission generator?
Of course.
So you can just basically put a tank wherever you want, set up a mission and everything?
Yeah, we've thought about it.
I like how Action just immediately answered your question. I kind of feel like he was just going to be like, great question, Kick, next question.
No, the thing is, as a side note, generally, have you ever thought of questions? The answer is yes, because we're all gamers and game devs, and we kind of have ideas too. But also, for that specific idea, there is a risk if we were to try to add that immediately, because I know that's the next question, is are you going to add it, or are you going to add it soon? If we try to work on that, it takes away from making the actual game, for lack of a better word. Because the game isn't supposed to be a sandbox at its core. It's got to have more going on than that. So we don't want to sidetrack ourselves on making a detailed mission creating system if we don't have the actual game done. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to make the dynamic missions, the campaign stuff, define exactly what it is that we're trying to be, and then we can open up a little, be flexible, let people do custom stuff. It's kind of like when people ask about mod support. It would be very difficult to create our identity properly as a game if we were to add mod support right now, because then a bunch of mods would show up and the game's not even done yet. It's not the time for it, you know? So that's the kind of thing that we think about.
Yeah, and then it takes one weird mod that's like, here's a Nazi tank in Germany Fulda doing stuff. How could Gunner Heat PC devs let that go? And it's like, oh, geez.
Well, yeah, I guess I wasn't even thinking about that part. But yeah, we have to control how the game looks and feels very closely until it's more complete, and then we can start adding more stuff, basically. Yeah.
The other part to that is, with these changes that we've put in, they give us more of a framework to see where we're going to build up from that. And if it comes to the point of, oh, these tools that we've made are so cool, we can just give someone a configurator and let them have custom scenarios and let them go go and do their thing. If it makes sense, groovy. If it never makes sense or it just becomes spreadsheet the game that you play for 20 minutes before you can actually get to the tank mission, then, like, probably not. Some of that stuff we have to finesse as we develop these things.
Yeah. Not naming any names, talking about spreadsheets the game, but yeah.
I don't... I'm legitimately not trying to name names.
Like, oh, okay.
If
no,
I am throwing shade on something, that is unintentional.
I can think of, like, three games that you have to do the spreadsheets before you can actually play the game. Anyway,
oh,
that's fine.
Well, don't say anything.
Okay.
Because I don't play them.
I never said anything. What are you talking about?
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank
I'm recording
you.
This.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right. Bon Bon, Charles Rex, cat person.
Hello.
On. Hello.
So, a bit of specific question. Well, not I guess. A little bit earlier, me and some guys were talking about Maclos systems, not necessarily in the context of BMP1, and I know there were some discussions earlier, like half a month ago, or half a year, I should say, about how exactly they will be controlled. Mouse, mm-hmm. keyboards, any progress on that front?
No. To be honest, I've only done very basic setup on the BMP1. Like I said on the stream, it's drivable. Did I say on the stream or here? I don't remember. Anyway, it's
yeah.
drivable. And you can like aim the gun and stuff, but I haven't put the Malyuka controls in yet, and it remains to be seen whether we'll like keyboard or mouse control better. I may try both, or I may start with keyboard and roll with it. I know that in real life the joystick didn't have automatic return to zero. You had to do counter inputs. If that's too annoying to control, we might simplify it a bit. Like, I know War Thunder did auto zero for their manual missiles. I don't know. We'll see. We'll try something. We'll see how it goes, and then we can always change it.
Here's what will happen. Action will try something. He'll give it to me, because I'm an idiot when it comes to these kinds of control systems. And I'll be like, I don't know what's happening. It's not fun. Or I'll be like, oh, this is really intuitive. And we'll go from there.
Thank you.
All right, we have...
Notice how I said that I'm an idiot, and he's just like, yeah, you are. Thanks, bye. He didn't even say, like, no, you're fine.
I didn't say anything.
He knows what the score is.
I didn't say
he
anything.
Knows what it's about.
079, you are back on. What's up? Your mic isn't coming through if you're talking.
Nope, still nothing.
All right. Well, in the meantime... I'm trying to decide how juicy of a spoiler to post.
You've been sitting on that for a bit.
I have, but I know, I remember Harry specifically saying when he made this that we should sit on it for a while.
Yeah, before Harry passed on, which is a weird way of saying that. I probably shouldn't have said that.
He didn't pass on.
Before Harry left us. No, that didn't work.
Before
Harry
fucking died.
Before Harry, went on hiatus. He's basically like, yo, don't go and do it. They're about to disappoint me, I can tell. Oh, shit. He's in chat. See, we don't want to disappoint you.
But we've been so... Listen, the patrons have been so patient.
You should get at least one taste.
And you know you can't stop me.
You know you can't stop me. So... I don't think you want to go that route.
No,
with
that's
him.
That's true. That's true. I think they can have a little teaser as a treat. That's all I'm saying. So just this one time.
We'll post it into Patron's voice.
Patron's GHPC, I think.
We're literally in.
Because voice is just spam
that's
all the time.
Fair. That's good.
Yep.
So now it's up to people.
Yeah,
I
told you not to
decision.
Look, and
yeah.
That
Harry, if you look at that, that's on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you've
that's on me.
You will ruin yourself. That's,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Spam intent. Oh, look at you invited.
Harry's profile pic looks so disappointed. Yes, that's
very true.
Okay, so let me quantify this. This is not coming next patch. This is not coming anytime immediately soon.
Yeah, remember we said we have a bunch of stuff that Harry has given us before he went on hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
This is a a tease. This is very much a tease.
This is an exclusive, and it will arrive in the game when it arrives. Remember, we don't even have USSR in yet, so their mainline tank is not going to be...
If someone is listening to this later, describe what you just posted.
Oh, it was a T-64A, if I'm not mistaken.
And
it's hard to keep track of all the variants.
If you happen to be part of the patrons chat, you can see where we posted it and then all the people talking about it. So there you go. Mm-hmm.
Someone said it looks like a B. I think it is a upgraded T-64A. Harry says it's 1971. So the reason it looks like a B might be because it has a bunch of stuff on it that you expect to see on a B model, but the wheels are very clearly T-64A. Did they change the wheels for B? I can't remember.
Don't look at me.
No. Okay, they didn't. Okay, so Harry actually knows more about the T-64 than I do because he had to research it to make the model, and I was busy writing code on other tanks. I actually don't know all of this stuff offhand. B has a different sight. Yeah, that's true. Yep, so it's an upgraded T-64A. It's a very common tank in the USSR forces in that era. Because they had the T-80 by then, and they had the T-64B by then, but the T-64A didn't just evaporate, you know? They had hundreds of them, thousands even, I think. And they didn't give them up. They were still good tanks. So they're going to make an appearance. And of course, if we're working on T-64A, we're probably working on other things that were there, but that's a story for another time.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, and so as not to bother Harry with all the questions, feel free to jump on stage and ask us some more questions. We would appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, me and Action have to riff, and that's going to get...
Yeah, you don't want to be subjected to my attempt at comedy live, unprompted.
It's not going to work out.
Mm-hmm. Also, I want to point out to the team members who are in here, if you want to jump on as a speaker and speak your mind or whatever, then feel free to. I'll add you if you request, just like anybody else. In the meantime, Alice, you are back.
Hello, again.
Hello.
Hello.
So, I know I saw this in the chat on the actual stream. But I just want to confirm that as of right now, it looks like we'll be getting another patch within the next couple of days.
That is correct. We are trying to figure out which things will be actually ready in time. So it's often like this with development, unfortunately. And this is why we try not to be too explicit about dates and things ahead of time. The new vegetation is almost ready, but it's not quite there. It has some glitches and some performance issues that we're still sorting out. Nothing that'll like kill it or anything, but it might not be ready within a couple of days. So if that happens, we'll roll ahead with the new randomized mission stuff. And I forgot to mention the other thing. We added joystick support or controller support or whatever, analog controls. The controls list will have another column where you can assign custom inputs from controllers. So there's like all these smaller things that we've been working on in the meantime. Yeah, now you can set a controller to act like a gunnery handle. Oh, Harry, it was 81? Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah, you are making a zillion things for your new job, as well as the previous ones. Anyway, long story short, we'll release a patch within the next week, regardless of whether the big stuff is working properly, because we know there will at least be something. Not every patch is going to be a crazy amount of visible content, like I was saying before, but we try to be consistent with it. And then that just means that the next one will have something if it was delayed, you know?
Yeah, and not to be like, oh, we're delaying it because we just, you know, don't want to release a thing or whatever. We don't want to release items that aren't as quality, that won't actually add to the gameplay, or rather will break other pieces. So, like, anything that we put it forward with the idea of we're going to be confident that whatever we're putting in adds to our development later. That's the most important bit. If it's not going to be the flashiest sometimes, it's not going to be like new vehicle drops here and there, but we're trying to make a game here, and you gotta, what's the phrase? You gotta eat your vegetables sometimes first.
Yeah.
Go on to the next stuff.
I guess that works.
Foundation before you make it look pretty.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Even though it's, you know, very pretty at the moment, we need to get these base pieces down. And if we're doing work, it's not to be like, oh, we've decided, you know, this system isn't important or this system isn't important. No, it's to give us runway. So when people see the vision, see the cooler stuff that we're putting in, see the framework later, that'll give us more interest. That'll give us more buying power, get more cash to send towards other people, like, so we can keep the game going. Like, these are educated steps that we have to take to say, you know, this is important. We can't just be going toward, we can't always be chasing the numbers, because if you're always chasing numbers in time, you're just gonna fail, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty.
But thanks for the question, Alice.
Yeah. We've got 079 again. You got your yes.
You just working now?
Yeah, hear you.
Perfect. I don't know what happened, but yeah, anyway. Two questions for you guys. Just, you were talking about sound design before. Have you guys thought about getting multinational voices for obviously different tank crews, or
yes,
are we,
yeah, absolutely.
We're currently in the vetting process for German and Russian voice actors for the German and Russian vehicles. So our plan for this is to have all of the crew voices be in the native language that that nation would have used, but then have subtitles and other indications if necessary, so that you can understand what's going on.
Yeah, that's going to be a part of the immersion overall when you're in those spaces, and we'll do that within reason. Like, we want to make the gunnery and the call-outs as realistic as possible as we get sources and information for those kinds of things. But, yeah, that's international voices, and finding people with those skill sets, that voice acting skill set, is definitely up there on our medium and long-term goals for probably all the theaters we'll put out.
All right. And just in regards to, I know on the website it says in the future you'll be looking at Steam and you know, other platforms to put the game on, but have you thought of just for the time being, put it on Steam as a pre-alpha for $5 type thing, just to kind of boost that cash flow if need be, or are you just happy with sticking to kind of that itch.io type?
This is something that is difficult to balance, because if we put it on Steam, people will buy it and then they will have it. So if we charge too little, we gimp our cash flow, which we don't have a lot of right now. It's just the Patreon. Mm-hmm. And that devalues the Patreon subscription as well, because now you can get the full thing. Steam is very particular about when you offer a product, it has to be the full version, it has to be the best price or equal price to everywhere else. We can't make it more expensive to offset their platform costs, for example. They want to have the best deal, and then that leaves us with less. So when we put it on Steam, we have to be sure that we're committing to it. We have to establish a good price, but not a price that will drive people away. We have to be okay with the Patreon dropping off when that happens. We have to have all of our stuff lined up and ready to go, and we're not exactly ready to do that yet. We want to take a little more time, and iron out the demo more, so that when it hits Steam and people who aren't familiar with its journey and background see it for the first time, they don't say, what the fuck is this? This isn't even a finished game, you know, leaving a bad review, that kind of thing.
And it's all very much a planning sort of thing. Like, we could throw it on Steam and keep these items that Action just noted in mind, and everyone might love it. Like, and everyone might be like, oh, cool, I want to also put in money towards the Patreon or something. Like, it's something that is so... it's unguessable as to what might happen outside of marketing. So when we decide to go, like, okay, if we decide to switch over the entire thing over to Steam, for instance, we have to consider all of these different variables, because Steam is, you know, market leader, effectively. You could argue that Epic Games is, you know, gathering some share of some things, and there are other things out there, other platforms out there, but... you know, if Steam can tell you, hey, to be on our platform, it's got to be the best price to do X, Y, and Z, because we want to give our people the best of everything, they can do that pretty easily.
Yeah, I noticed Burton said you could list it on Steam to generate interest without offering it for sale. That is something that we have been looking at doing, actually. I don't want to confirm anything right now, but it looks like that would be a viable path, that we could list it. It could be listed as coming soon. People could wishlist it, do all that stuff. And then we would be on the map more without actually having to commit until we're ready.
Oh, it's just for my reasons, just I have a whole bunch of friends who are just interested in the game, but they've never used Itch. Itch.io was a kind of game platform, so they just weren't too... certain about that, so I just thought, yeah, look, if you can, but I understand you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question, and like, Itch has given us a lot as far as like space to load up our stuff. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but Itch basic, you can pay what you want, and I think Itch takes a cut, but you can also note what Itch takes for that cut, towards their cash flow or something, whereas Steam, I think, has a hard 30% or something.
Yeah, Itch is very flexible, but it's not, it doesn't have the traction that Steam does. People kind of treat a game as not really being real until it's on Steam, so that kind of ties our hands with regard to how we treat that.
Yeah.
If I could go with a platform like Itch permanently and it would be all the same, I would do that, but, you know, it is what it is. Thanks for the question.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right, next we have Kitten.
We got this, Kitten. Let's do this. I'm here for the question. Whenever you get in, I'm here for that question.
I didn't know that's how you get in.
There we go.
I have a question about ATGMs.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so I have been looking on in ATGMs for some time, and there's an ATGM called Spike, and it has a camera, a thermal camera, on the phone, right? And would you be adding ATGMs like that, that you can see through a thermal camera on an ATGM? That you just fire and you see through it?
Well, yes, when we get around to adding those. So, like I said before, we only add things when they make sense for the conflict or the war theater that we're making. If we make something that would involve Spike or another... TV guided or camera equipped missile, we will add those systems at that time. That's something that you'll see more if we add a more modern themed conflict, like something set in the 2000s maybe, where those types of missiles would be more widespread. It's the same reason we don't have the M1A2 in our current demo. It didn't exist yet in 1985. No one was using that kind of tank, so it's just not in the game yet. We add things when they're relevant, and we will give them the proper detail and care when we add them.
Okay, and again, on the ATGM side, will you be adding an ATGM that can track it automatically? Like, track a target automatically?
Well, yeah, like I said, we depict the systems as accurately as we can when we add them. So if we add something that had auto-tracking, then it will have auto-tracking. For example, if we add a I don't know, what's something ahead on a tracking? When we add the T72B3, for example, if we do a very modern scenario, the T72B3 has the Sosna U fire control system, which has automatic tracking as one of its features. If we do that tank, then it will have automatic tracking, because that's one of its distinguishing features. We want to depict the gunnery correctly, and so that will be in. If we don't have a tank with automatic tracking in real life, then the tank in the game will not have automatic tracking. It's whatever it has, that's what it gets.
Okay, well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the questions.
Okay, KC, you are back on.
Okay, so I'm kind of an audiophile whenever it comes to games like this. So I was gonna ask what's going on with the audio with it. Like, what are you planning to add? How deep are you getting into the simulation, right? Or if that's just gonna depend on whoever you decide to bring on board for that.
So the audio is kind of a complicated thing, as I'm sure you're aware. And from a game dev perspective, there are several dimensions to it. There are people who can implement audio, like they can take samples that were already made and rig up. We're using FMOD, which a lot of games use, so you have to set up certain things in the game engine to do that. That's one skill. The other skill, and the harder one to find, is having the technical expertise and the ear to actually make those samples, because you can't just rip YouTube videos and throw sounds in the game. Besides copyright issues, it doesn't sound good. You have to generate the sounds specifically for use in that audioscape, and you know this, but I'm just explaining for everyone. You have to create these. It's an art. It's not an exact science, and you have to have a skill for it. So locating somebody who has those skills in combination and free time and an interest in a tank game and willing to work for our price, that's been an adventure. Good audio people are always in high demand. They're always scooped up. The person who made our original sound set, the engine for like the T-55 and stuff, it sounds real nice. He got scooped up by, I want to say, Bohemia?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and,
oh, dang.
And so he's no longer available, so we had to find a new guy. We have found a new guy, and he's almost ready to start. His schedule's going to open up, and I'm very excited for how that will go, because we have several things that were in progress that we had to drop and postpone. Fire sounds, explosions, ammo cook-offs, revamped Abrams sounds, like the hydraulics and the turret brake and the engine, everything was going to get redone. There was improved turret and engine noises that we were working toward. It's just all sorts of stuff. And it just kind of stopped until we could find the right person. That's probably coming back, assuming the new guy works out. And if he doesn't, then we'll part ways and find someone who does. That's kind of part of the adventure of making this stuff. We have to find people and then work with them.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to whatever comes that way. Crazy ricochet sounds or thick snaps from hypersonic bullets, but yeah,
we've got all those things in mind, and we'll get to them when we get to them.
Looking forward to your feedback when we implement it.
Yes,
I'm sure, as long as it's like semi good, which I'm assuming is not what you guys are aiming for, I will be happy. So
yep. We have high standards for ourselves too. It kills me sometimes to look at what we've got and to know what we could have and to see the gap, but we'll get there. It's all a journey. All right.
Well, enjoy. Yes. Thank you.
Next, we have Nico Fox. If you once you accept,
I believe it's Neko Fox.
Neko, I don't know how to. I've never said that word.
Thrown some weeb in there.
Okay,
just for fun.
Well, I'll defer to Kavi, who was our resident.
Well,
weeb.
Actually, you know. Kanji that could. Harry, you go out.
Weeb's out, but also weeb's in.
Yeah, come on.
All right.
Deal with it. Whenever Neko or Nico, however they pronounce it, joins in. Oh, wow, it's almost 2 o'clock.
Almost.
Probably the last couple of questions here, because we want to keep this to about an hour as we do our recording.
Yeah, and I still have to eat.
Oh, I'm action, I need food.
Alright, we will keep that request open. In the meantime, I will get Valentine Grau on here.
Hello.
Hello.
I don't really have any specific questions or requests. I just really want to thank you for your project and wish you, I think, first and foremost, health, physical and mental, whatever. That's the most important thing to have, especially right now, I think.
Really appreciate that.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. I think there is one question. Will there be a way to send you stuff like gifts or something? Will we have some kind of address to send you whatever you want to give?
I don't have a specific PO box set up for it yet, which is something I need to do because I don't really want to give out my address directly for that. Understandable, personal. I'm sure. If there's something like extremely important, I could probably find a way in the meantime, but as far as general stuff, you'll have to wait, I think, until we get something set up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem. Then
you could.
I don't have anything more, really.
You could DM me and we might work out something. I'm not going to say no to a gift horse. There's literally a saying, do not say no to a gift horse.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Do you not want free horse?
I'll let you be my horse dealer. You can you can handle the logistics.
DM me, Valentine.
Okay.
But largely, though, that's very generous of you. Obviously, you don't have to go through that. But really, thank you for the comments. Mm. We really appreciate that.
Mm. Thank you, and good luck.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, we've got a couple minutes until
Echo Fox just yeeted himself, or maybe he left to try and fix his stuff. Now I'm curious as to what their question was and how they pronounce Neko or Nico.
Okay. Then I suppose we've covered stuff. We've answered questions. We've given a very beefy leak, much to Harry's dismay, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, he'll swear us out later.
You can't just show them stuff.
No.
When are we getting cat ear visual add-ons to the tanks? MDEC with the real questions. Yep. Oh yeah.
One day.
Oh, I guess one last minute thing from Alice. All right, you're the last one.
Last one, man. Go for it. Make it good.
Yeah, so for this question, in terms of the current spotting routine for the TC and stuff like that, for engagements that involve peeking out of cover and then going back into cover, is there a plan to have like some sort of memory for like a short period of time?
Yeah, right
so
now
you don't
they
get,
have
like,
no...
the same messages over and over.
Right now they have no object permanence, as I'm sure you've noticed. There will be more resilience built into that system later. The more, let's see, a good way to summarize it, I think, is that you can get like 70% realism without much problem, and then every little bit that you try to add after that is increasingly tougher. So building in some memory, yeah, it's a little work, we can do it. Building in, you know, like other commands or more flexibility in how they word stuff so it doesn't sound awkward, it gets tougher and tougher the more you try to do it. I'm surprised at how well the voices work even in their initial state, but that was already a lot of effort. We had thousands of words of voice acting recorded and we had to catalog it all, sort it out, like tag those files, manually separate and process them, and every thing we change about the voice system is just another little batch of grind on the coding side to make it work. So we're gonna try to improve it. It will be better, but at some point it hits diminishing returns and we will no longer pursue more realism with it.
Yeah, but I'm excited. Like, all the stuff that sounds like planned for this next patch, I'm very excited.
Yeah, me too. I'm really looking forward to everybody seeing what's going on with the new mission stuff, where it's no longer going to be as predictable. And Lancer's been killing it with the mission design. And once we give him more tools, now that our possibilities have opened up a bit, we'll be able to really see what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I think that's going to wrap it up. Thank you, everyone, for coming to the Hangout, and we will see you all every day on Discord, I guess, because that's what we do.
Yeah, we'll post this when we can for the patrons.
And oh yeah, for anyone who missed it.
That will be available. Thank you for your last question there, Alice. Really appreciate it.
Yeah,
and as per usual, we'll post all the other stuff that we've streamed and recorded to all the normal places.
Yes. All right. That's it. I'll see y'all later.
Bye, all.